Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Sometimes you have halachas in Shulchan Aruch that you think, that's never going to be nogea, and you think you could skip over it and not pay such careful attention to it. But then you never know. Life has a funny way of making every halacha in Shulchan Aruch somehow relevant at particular times. One of the things that I've noticed most about Moreinu Rav Schechter Shlita and the way he's been dealing with all the COVID-related shailas is how well versed he is in those kinds of halachas that most of us just don't pay much attention to, because we think it's never going to be nogea lemaisa. So one such halacha is the halacha about a yachid who is blowing shofar. When do you ever have a person who's davening b'yachidus on Rosh Hashanah and figuring out how to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? You have some women who can't make it to shul, or some cholim who can't make it to shul, where someone goes around to their house and blows for them, or goes to the hospital and blows 30 kolos. But to have like a massive amount of people that are all davening b'yachidus, and yet this year I just got a shaila from a rav of a shul in Melbourne, Australia. He said that the whole place is shut down. They're not allowed to open their shuls on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody is davening b'yachidus. My brother lives in Northern California. So many, many people in the community are davening b'yachidus over Rosh Hashanah. So I wanted to discuss, the shaila that I was asked in particular was about whether a person who's davening b'yachidus should blow mea kolos. Is there any hidur of, well, we know you're yotzei the mitzvah when you blow 30 kolos, but is there any hidur of blowing mea kolos even when you're davening b'yachidus, or is that only something that's reserved for people who are davening with a minyan? But once we're on the topic, let's just discuss tekiyas shofar when you're davening b'yachidus. Like, when should the tekiyos be done, both in terms of the time of day and the placement in davening, before musaf, after musaf? Also, should a bal tokeya who's going to blow for a minyan later but is now blowing for a yachid, should he have in mind not to be yotze when he blows for the yachid? So let's start off with the issue of the timing of the tekiyos. Shulchan Aruch Sim Tav Kuf Tzad, the Aleph Siv Ches, says, based on a Gemara, lo yispalu biyachid tfilas musaf prashana ad achar gimel shos hayom, that the first 3 hours of the day are a time of din, and if you're davening musaf biyachidus, you don't daven during the first 3 hours of the day. And the Magen Avraham over there adds in Sivkat and Tess, v'hu adin shelo yitka biyachid. You also don't blow tkios during the first 3 hours of the day if you're davening shelo b'tzibur, if you're davening biyachidus. So is the part about tkios paskin v'alacha? I mean, that's not in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Magen Avraham's edition. So it happens to be the Mishmur and Tavkuf Tzadi Aleph, Sivkat and Yer Aleph, does not quote the Magen Avraham about tkios, but the El Yerabah in Tavkuf Petes, Sivkat and Vav, does mention the Magen Avraham. The Mata Ephraim in Tavkuf Peches, Oz Beis, writes, Umishu Tzarech Ledavar Lishmoa Tkios, Kodem Sholoshos Biachid, Imatzibur Memarim Viagiu, Kodem Sholoshos, Tzkir Shover, Yeroi Ledaktek, Litkoa Gamkin Bishosh Tzibur Tokin. So a sort of a compromise, that you can do it within 3 hours, but try to do it ideally at the time that the Tzibur is doing it also, meaning to connect yourself to the Tzibur, just like a person who's not able to make it to a minyan, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Zayin tells us, he should at least be mispalel b'shosh atzibur mispalelim. So over here also the same din applies to the tekiyah, to the tekiyos as well. Nior HaShulchan writes this in Simen Tavkuf Peites, Kitz Shulchan Aruch writes as well in Simen Kuf Yotes, that a person should at least be tokeya, if he's going to do it in the first 3 hours of the day, at least it should be b'shosh shatzibur token. Now, how do we determine b'shosh shatzibur mispalelim or b'shosh shatzibur token? You live in a city that has 100 minyanim, let's say. So in a case like in Melbourne, where there's going to be no minyanim, so then you can't do it. It's just, it doesn't happen. There is no Shah Shatzibur token or Shah Shatzibur mispalelim. But let's say you're someone in New York and you're not going to be able, for whatever concerns, you're not going to be able to make it to a minyan. How do you determine which tzibur? So in Halicha Shlomo, on Tefillah, Perakei, Sif Yud Ches, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you should have in mind to be mitztarif to a particular tzibur, meaning have a tzibur in mind, and that should be the one that you time yourself with. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman explains, because otherwise, if it were just, you know, at the time that anybody's davening, then ain't ledavar kitzvah. V'arei ba'arim gedolos, he writes, in large cities, mispalim tefilas arvis, mitchilas alayla chatzos, lo hefsek. There are minyanim going on from the beginning of the Zman for Marav until chatzos, without any stop. V'chein b'shar tefilos, miskaimim minyanim b'meshach kol hazman aroy letefila. So he points out that that's also the implication of the Gemara in Brachos Dav Zayin, because the Gemara says, v'leim amar l'shlucha de tzibura be'idna de matzli tzibura. tzibura leisei velo de lemar, that have someone inform you when the tzibur is davening, that they should let you know that that's when they're davening. So the implication clearly is that there's a particular tzibur you should have in mind and try to time yourself with that particular tzibur. So that is issue number one. The tzkios should not be done if you're davening bichidus. You should not do the tzkios in the first 3 hours of the day unless you manage to time it b'shah shat tzibur tokin. Now the second issue is al seder abrachos. Should you blow the tzkios with malchios, achronos, and shofros? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dav Lamdalim Beis tells us that Rav Papa Bar Shmuel kam letzuyeh. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel was davening b'yechidus. Amar lei l'shame ki nahir na litaka li amar lei ravelo amru ela b'chaver ir. So he said when I give you a sign that I'm up to the tkios, then you should blow the shofar for me. So Rava said to him, no, that's only b'chever ir. That's only if you're davening with a minion. And Tanya Namiyachi, the Gemara says, k'shu shomen shomen al seder, v'al seder brachos, v'med v'amurumun b'chever ir. Aval shalom b'chever ir, shomen al seder, v'shalom al seder brachos. That when you're not with a minion, that's what we call chever ir over here, a minion. When you're not with a minion, you don't do it al seder brachos. You don't do the malchios achronos and shofros. So Rava corrected him about that. We only blow seder brachos when you're davening with a minion, not when you're davening b'yechidus. So first, a couple of ha'aros from this Gemara. Number one, the Machzor Vitri writes that it seems that Rav Papa would always daven b'yechidus in Rosh Hashanah. So maybe that helps take away some of the guilt that some people are having about davening b'yechidus in Rosh Hashanah. It sounds like Rav Papa always says the Machzor Vitri, daven b'yechidus in Rosh Hashanah, because it doesn't say zimna chada kam litzliye. One time he was davening on his own. Sounded like, that's just what he did. He davened b'yichidus Rosh Hashanah. Unclear why, but that's what he did. The Rosh Hash points out that a second ha'ara that we see from here, that you daven silently even on Yom Noraim, that you don't daven out loud on Yom Noraim, which is against what Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tavkuf Pei Beis, that you daven b'kol ram on Rosh Hashanah. Because how do you see that you daven silently? Because he said, when I give you the signal, then you'll know I'm up to Malchios, and then you'll blow the Malchios. And I'll give you the signal, you'll know I'm up to Zichronos, then you'll blow the Zichronos. Well, what do you mean give the signal? Just listen. He must have been davening silently. And a third ha'ara is that the term chever ir in Megillah Dav Chav Zayin and Beis means a particular person who's memun al dvar mitzvah mutalin al tzibur, someone who's appointed over dvar mitzvah that relates to the tzibur. But over here, the Ritva points out the term clearly means something else. It means a minion. That's all it means, is a tzibur. Chever ir just means a combination of people, a minion that davens together. And that is that's interesting, because the Ritva points out that sometimes you have the same exact words used in different places in Shas, and they mean entirely different things. It's one of the klalim of learning Shas, that you need to know that sometimes you have the same exact words appear in different places, and they mean entirely different things. Rav Shechter often talks about this. He always gives the example of chazaka. The word chazaka means five or six different things throughout Shas, and they have nothing to do with each other. It's just that the word has multiple meanings. But over here we have a fundamental machlokas rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. The Gemara clearly says that when you're shalom b'chever ir, the tkios are not al seder brachos. What does it mean, are not al seder brachos? Does it mean they should not be done al seder brachos, or they don't have to be done al seder brachos? So the Rambam in the third paragraph of Hilchos Shofar, Halacha Yud Beis, says that there's nothing wrong with the yachid blowing al seder brachos. It's just that it's not required. And the Kolbo and the Orchas Chaim seem to assume that way as well, even though the Birkei Yosef in Tavkuf Tzadi Beis misquotes them as saying that it's also to blow al seder brachos. They don't say that. They say that there's nothing wrong with the yachid blowing al seder brachos. Just say it doesn't have to. However, the Tur in Siman Tavkuf Tzadi Beis writes aval yachid. He should not be mafsik in the middle of the Shemona Esrei to be tokeya. So it sounds like it's an issue of making a hefsik. The Levush in Siv Gimel says it explicitly. The tkiya have a hefsik bebirchas hayachid. The tkiya is going to be a hefsik in the Aruch HaShulchan, Tavkuf Tzadi Beis. Osei says similarly, shiya kehefsik tzas. That's a little difficult to understand, because normally we assume that tkios during Shemona Esrei are not a hefsik. Rav Soloveitchik has a famous vart about that, how tkios are a form of tefillah, it's wordless tefillah. So why is it that all of a sudden when you're davening b'yechidus, it's a hefsik? So the Shaul Meishiv, Madura Tinyanis, and Kufayin Gimel explains that the concern is that if we insisted that it be done al seder brachos. Sometimes you won't find a baltokeya when you're davening, and you'll end up not doing the tzkios at all, and being mevatel a mitzvah da'oraisa. And that we don't want. So we'd rather not insist that it be done al seder brachos, so that at least you'll do the tkios whenever you can. Rabbeinu Yehonasan in Rosh Hashanah, on the Mishnayis, in Parag Dal, in Mishnah Yud Beis, writes, not that it's an actual hefsik, but that Yachid, afilu ha-yashofar biyado, asher litkoa be'emtza tfilaso, v'gam le'de'achron yishmeh, d'shema yita bitfilaso. The concern is not that it's a real hefsik, it's not a hefsik, it's that it's going to be confusing to a person. If it's a tzibur, it's one thing. The whole tzibur is on the same page, and they can, you can look around at what everyone else is doing. But when you're davening b'yichidus, it could get confusing, you'll forget where you're up to, and that's why you should not have shofar al seder brachos. So lehalacha, Shulchan Aruch passes in Tafkuf Tzadi Beisiv Beis, that yachid eino mafzik litkoa b'brachos afilu yesh lo misha yitka, that even if you have someone to blow for you, a yachid does not do tkios in middle of Shemona Esrei. So it sounds like, and obviously there's no chazar sashat, so it's not al seder malchiyos zecharnos and shofros for a yachid. Sounds like it's usher, not like the Shitas HaRambam. So that's as far as doing it al seder brachos. So when should he do it? Should he have the tzkios before Musaf or after Musaf? So Rashi writes in Lamedalim Beis, Dibra Maschal El Bechaver, that you say all of the brachos, meaning all of Shemona Esrei, and then you blow Teisha Tkios. So the Sholem Eshev in Tinyanus and Kufayin Gimel quotes the Yeshuas Yaakov, who asks, why not be Makdim the Tkios? I would think the Tkios should come first. They're Daraisa, the Brachos are only Darabana. So Sholem Eshev suggests that since you could be Yotze Tkios by listening to someone else, but you can't be Yotze the Brachos by listening to someone else, the Brachos are more a mitzvah Shebegufo, and therefore, even though the Tkios are Daraisa, because the Brachos is more of a mitzvah Shebegufo, it takes precedence. So Asemis thinks that we're misunderstanding Rashi, that Rashi really means to blow both before and after the brachos, but that's certainly not the pashtus in Rashi. The Kolbo in Siman Samach Dalet says to blow before the brachos. How do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? The Raman Siman Tavkov Tzadi Beis Sif Beis writes, Elo Token Lo, Kodem Sheyispel Musaf, Ve'in Srichen Litko Elo Sheinis. That you blow the shofar before Musaf, and then you need not blow the shofar again. So that is how we paskin, that a Yachid is blowing only 30, we'll get to how many. He's only blowing his kolos, not al Seder Brachos, but he's doing it not in the first 3 hours of the day, unless he could time it with the Tzibur, and he's doing it before he davened Shmon Esrei. How many kolos should he blow? So from the Lashon of the Ramah, that a Yachid blows before Shmon Esrei, and the Ramah says, Ein tzrichin letkoa lo sheinis. He doesn't have to blow a second time. Well, we already know that a yachid doesn't do it al seder brachos. So what's the Ramah adding when he says, Ein tzrichin letkoa lo sheinis? It must be that what he's actually adding is that you don't have to blow mea kolos. That Ein tzrichin letkoa lo sheinis, once he does his 30 kolos before Shmon Esrei, that's it. He's done. The background to this idea of the 100 kolos and why it doesn't apply to yichidus is the following. The Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Tzadi, Si'ifim Aleph and Beis, says that midaraisa you only need 9 kolos, but since we don't know what a trua is, we do 3 sets of tashrat, tashat, tarat. Right, we do 3 sets. Each set's 30 kolos. Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Tzadi Beis Sif Aleph says to blow an additional tashrat tashrat tarat for each of the malchios, sichronos, and shofros. So that brings you to 60 kolos. And then the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Tzadi Vav Sif Aleph says to blow another trua gedola below tekiya after davening is over. But the Rama records the minhag to do another 30. So the Magen Avraham then says, okay, once you do another 30, you did 30 plus 30 plus 30, you might as well just be mashlim to 100, because the Shlach HaKadosh says you should blow 100 kolos, and that's based on Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel Shir, and the Rosh in the Rosh Hashanah Parak Dalet Simin Yud, in the name of the Aruch, that we blow 100 keneged Meya, the 100 cries of Imud Desisra, and that's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and Tavkuf Tzadi Vav Sivkat and Beis, and the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Aleph. So there is this Inyan, not in Shulchan Aruch, but in the Nosei Kelim, based on the Rishonim, to blow 100 kolos. So why doesn't it apply by a Yachid? So Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kovitz Halachos, Perek Yud Beis, footnote Dalid, writes that they were only misaking the Mea Kolos when it's done B'tzibur, because once the Tzibur has already blown 60 anyway, so they blow 100, but there's no Takana of 100 Kolos when blowing B'yichidus. The idea of Emet Desisra is not an independent reason to blow 100 Kolos. It's an explanation for the Takana that was made B'tzibur. That once we know B'tzibur is 100 Kolos, so Emet Desisra gives some time for it. it, but the takanu was never made. The minhag was never accepted for yechidus. In fact, the Chaznish writes this way explicitly in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Siman Kandal. The Chaznish writes, "V'zevadai the yachid sheitka tkiyos to mumad lo kavin mitzvah." So tikkun chacham rak b'chaver, it's not even a mitzvah. You're not doing anything. The chacham were only misakein for a tzibur. The yachid shelo bala beis haknes v'lo shamat tkiyos to mumad lo chashav avaryan. If yachid didn't go to shul and he didn't hear the tkiyos to mumad, he's not an avaryan. El shlokim mitzvah shofar to meil monos chayav a yachid b'tkiyos to mumad el cheto shu porish. I mean, al shlokim mitzvah shofar. He's not an avaryan for missing shofar. He may be an avaryan for being a porish min a tzibur and not davening with the tzibur. But if he's davening be yachidus, he has no requirement to hear 100 kolos. Let him hear 30 kolos. That's fine. And that would explain l'chora why all these years, right? Forget about this year. All these years, there have always been people that aren't able to make it to shul, right? We have in my shul, because Baruch Hashem, we have a young crowd with a lot of young children at home that aren't always able to make it to shul to hear tkiya shofar. So we'll do a separate tkiya later in the day. Someone will go and will blow for all the women who couldn't come earlier in the day, and the men will be with the children, the women will come and hear tkiyos. Or if there were hatzalah guys that were out, or doctors that were unable to hear tkiyos, so they'll come to shul, they'll hear 30 kolos, right? But why? Why only 30? Could we not blow 100 at that time? Is there anything stopping us? And never have we heard of a practice that you blow 100 for yechidim when it's not together with the tefillah, when it's not al seder abrachos. So mela, you see that's the minhag. The minhag was never to blow 100 kolos. It seems like a misplaced chumrah to suggest that someone should blow 100 kolos. Now the last question is, I realize I'm way over time over here, is should the Baal Tokeya have in mind to be yotze when blowing for a yachid if he's going to blow again for the tzibur later? So the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Lambeis and Beis says that whether to blow during Shachris or Musaf is dependent whether Zrizin or Barovam is a more important factor. Zrizin would suggest we should blow Shofar and say Malchus Zechariah Shofar during Shachris. Barovam would suggest during Musaf because a lot of people come later and are there for Musaf but weren't there for Shachris. And the Gemara concludes that really, really, really Zrizin is the more important factor, but B'shas, because Eres HaMalchus, they couldn't blow early because they used to have officers waiting for them to blow, to then arrest them, but the officers would give up by the time it came to Musaf, so they would check out. So that's why, that's where the minute came from to blow for Musaf. So Chayyadim Klal Samaches says, ooh, you see from here that Zrizin beats Barovam, and therefore it would seem that if you're blowing shofar earlier in the day for somebody, and then you're going to go blow shofar later in the day for the whole shul, have in mind to be out, say, earlier in the day. Shmuel Kamenetsky, however, in Perik Yadalit of Kovit Halachas Ha'arehei, rejects this raya. He says, no, the Gemara is talking about a choice between blowing during Shachris, blowing during Musaf. Both of those had a minyan, there was an am there, just that this crowd was slightly larger during Musaf. That's where we're going to say that Zrizos beats out Barovam. But if it's a choice between blowing shofar for a yachid versus blowing for a whole tzibur, nah, then for sure Barov Am is going to win. And his raya is that in Siman Tav Chavav, in Hilchas Kiddush Levana, the Bir Halacha writes that you wait to do Kiddush Levana Barov Am, even though doing it earlier, Lechara, is reason. And that psak is actually mefurish in the Mata Ephraim in Siman Tav Kav Pehei, Oz Test, that if you're going to blow earlier and you're going to blow later, you should have in mind that you personally, who's blowing the shofar, is not being yotze earlier for the yachid, you're being yotze when you do it later for the entire tzibur. So that's a little bit about the halachos of someone who has to daven be yechidus this year, what to do about tkiyas shofar. Okay, everyone have a great day.